if you're selling something, you know, food or clothing or cars or anything, there's always a personal component. There's always a physical connectivity to the product and to people. You want the customers coming into your store. And that's all wonderful when it happens. We're in a situation right now where that's not happening, but we were kind of headed in this direction anyway, before mm-hmm. all of this happened. You know, you saw companies like Carvana letting you buy cars over the internet and they would drop them off at your house. You've seen companies already going in this direction because you've seen consumers demanding that they go in this direction. That's just been accelerated by the unfortunate events of the current situation. And it's not going to come back. I mean, people will eventually go back into stores, of course. That's not so much the point as it is that growing demand for a digital relationship with your company and with your product has been accelerated and is not going to abate once things come back to something resembling normal. So that means your relationship with your customer extends way beyond the boundaries of whatever product you've sold them. It's how do they continue to deal with you to get support for that product? How do they answer questions about that product? How do they shop for it in the first place? How do they learn about it? And in many cases, when they own the product, how does that product itself participate in that relationship? I've got a GM vehicle with OnStar in it that reminds me when I need service. It lets me know when things are available. It gives me a monthly diagnostic report on my car telling me that one of my tires needs air. My car is now part of my day-to-day life and part of my relationship, and I have an ongoing relationship with General Motors because the car is participating.